have reflected a lot these days, trying to find the meaning. Because there must be some reason why we have been forced to live this absurd situation. I imagine what would happen if the virus could speak. And I imagine what would it write in a letter if it could. These are the words that I have been able to capture on a page. Hello, I am COVID-19. Many of you may know me better as coronavirus. And yes, it is me. Forgive that I did not warn you in what time I would arrive, on what form and with how much force I would present myself in front of you. Why am I here? Well, let's just say I'm here because I was tired of seeing you attacking instead of helping each other. I was tired of seeing you continually destroy yourselves with your own hands. I was tired of how you treat the planet. I was tired of how you treat each other. I was tired of your abuses, of your violence, of wars, of your interpersonal conflicts, and of your prejudices. I was tired of your social envy, your hypocrisy, and your selfishness. I was tired of the little time you spend with yourselves and your families. I was tired of the little attention you rarely pay to your children. I was tired of your superficiality. I was tired of the importance you almost always give to the superfluous things by sacrificing the truly essential. I was tired of your continuous and obsessive search for the most beautiful dress, or the latest smartphone model, or the most beautiful car, just to pretend you were fulfilled. I was tired of your betrayals. I was tired of your disinformation. I was tired of the little time you spent communicating with each other. I was very tired of your continuous lamentations, when in reality, you do nothing to improve your own lives. I was tired of seeing you arguing and fighting over silly things. I was tired of the continuous struggles of those who govern you, and of the wrong decisions frequently made by the one who should be representing you. I was tired of seeing people insulting and fighting with each other for a simple soccer game. I know, I'm going to be hard on you, maybe too hard, but I don't look at anyone's face. I'm a virus. My actions costing many lives, but I want you to understand once and for all that you have to change the course for your own good. The message I wanted to give you is simple. I wanted to show you all the limits of the society in which you live, so that you can remove them. I wanted to stop everything so that you understand that the only important thing to which you have to dedicate all your energy from now on is only one. Life, yours, your children's, and what's really necessary to protect it, pamper it, and share it. I wanted you to be as secluded and isolated as possible in your homes, away from your parents, your grandparents, your children and grandchildren, so that you understand the importance of a hug, human contact, dialogue, a handshake, one night with friends, a walk in the center, a dinner in any restaurant, or running in the park outdoors. From this gestures, everything must be restarted. You're all the same. Do not make distinctions between yourselves. I just show you that distances and borders don't exist. I have traveled thousands of kilometers in a very short time without you noticing. I am here passing by, but that feeling of proximity and collaboration that you have created amongst yourselves in a very short time will last forever. Live your lives as simply as possible. Walk, breathe. Do good because good will always return you with interests. Enjoy nature. Do those things that you like and satisfy you, and create the conditions to avoid having to depend on anything. When you celebrate, I will already be gone. But remember that you should not be better people only in my presence. Goodbye.
This story
provided by an anonymous Italian author, is read aloud by the students in ESBT.